Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Most sacred heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Saint Andrew of Corsini, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the dying,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today I thought, I didn't have much time to prepare an actual sermonette, but I thought what a providential thing it was that I would get here, even though I left and through snowstorms and left late in any case, but that there would still be just enough time before Mass and exposition to get over and see Sonny, Dolores Zimmerman's dear husband. He's dying, but I don't anticipate that he would go necessarily tonight. But I had just enough time to go over, anoint him with the extreme unction, and read the prayers for the dying over him. He had already received the last rites once a while back, so he has already had the apostolic blessing. Very beautiful thing. See how God provides for every little detail in your life. And so it worked out well today. But doing this brought back some of the memories, for me anyway, of my father's death. And the reason I invoked St. Joseph at the beginning of this sermon is just for that. I think St. Joseph was more involved in my father's life than any of my family ever realized. I remember being a teenager and praying to St. Joseph. I was maybe about 15. There was this, in that little prayer book, Favorite Prayers to St. Joseph. I hope you all have it. It's a really great one. There is one for the prayer for the conversion of someone we love. So I said that prayer most every day. And then I took a holy card that was pierced with one of the sacred nails. It was a holy card of St. Joseph, and I stuck a little sticky note to the back of it and wrote, Dad's conversion. And that was my perpetual prayer for my father, that he be converted. And he would choose gifts for me around Christmas or whatever. One of them was a St. Joseph picture. And I'll never forget that. We kept that nearby at his deathbed, that St. Joseph might intercede for him. But then, later on, the beautiful thing was, if I haven't already told you, my father, what got him actually to convert was that he was afraid to die. He knew it would be coming soon because he had gotten sick several times, and he was afraid. He was really afraid. And finally, we figured that out. So Father Le Toronto went up there and talked to him and said, there's only one way to overcome that fear. Just become a Catholic. And my dad knew he was right. So he agreed to it. He received the sacraments with another Finnish convert. He received day after Thanksgiving, he received his conditional baptism, conditional absolution as well. He made his profession of faith, abjuration of errors. Then on the second day, he received his first Holy Communion and received his scapular and as well received his confirmation. Now, he feared death. He was a patron of death, but St. Joseph. Who did he choose for his confirmation saint? But St. Joseph. It seemed very providential in that way, that God arranged it so well. And when I spent those last two nights in the hospital with my father, it was a very good death, very holy one. And when I asked him, Dad, are you afraid to die? He just looked at me right in the eye and he said, no, I'm not afraid to go anymore. The power of St. Joseph. Always remember that. Keep him close by and pray to him frequently, frequently. He is a very great and powerful saint, and he will help all of us. One day we'll need him to help us to die a good death, or our relatives to die a good one. So stay close to St. Joseph. But especially tonight, remember to pray for Sonny, that St. Joseph might help him to die a good, holy, Catholic, and even a saintly death, that even tonight or tomorrow, whenever he should go, that he might fly right to the throne of God and see the beatific vision forever and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.